What's going on, everybody? I'm your man, Lucas Cool.
And I'm Miss Cooper.
Welcome back to another episode of The Closer We Get. Miss Cooper, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Lucas Cool?
Everything is... I can't complain. You know, we've been seeing some very interesting stuff go on. Whether it be in our personal lives or whether out here on social media. And I gotta say, it's real life stuff. But some of y'all are crazy. if it's not politically correct to say that or not, some of y'all out here are crazy.
Or what's the term? Wildin'?
Definitely. But they're not like wildin' for respect or anything like that. It's just people out here are doing some convoluted things in the name of whatever the heck you're doing it in the name of.
Alright.
You know, more power to you and your pursuit for whatever it is you're trying to pursue, I guess. We have a very interesting topic, and between personal interaction with different people and, like I said, social media going buck, we figured it was very, if this wasn't the time to talk about a prevalent topic, I don't know what is. So we decided we're going to talk about exes, and that's right, the X factor.
Yes, because unfortunately, it is one of the most talked about subjects every single day.
Breaking up relationships and causing rifts between perfectly good spouses and boyfriend-girlfriend relationships and the drama that ensues thereof.
And yeah, there's a lot that plays into it, but we're going to actually focus on three major issues as to why this is a factor. Because, yeah, it's a lot that plays into it. We got three factors, though, that we're going to talk about, and each of them, you know, everybody can relate to.
Now, we want to know, is it okay to be friends with an ex? We also want to know, is it okay for you and your boo to be cool with his or her ex? And then, this is my favorite, aside from obligations, like children, is there a reason to have a relationship with the other's ex? Yeah, it's gonna be thought-provoking today, y'all. This is not normal mindless dribble, so we're gonna jump into this real quick. Exes and how we react to them. Now, a number of things happen for a number of reasons. Let's say you in the mall with your girl or with your wife, minding your own business, having a great day in the mall, and all of a sudden you run across your ex. Now, you are cool with your ex. You got the cordial, there's no animosity, no beef. You know, you speak when you see each other, blah, blah, blah. You probably haven't seen her in a while, but this is definitely the first time that your new lady is going to meet your ex. What happens? And ladies, this applies to you too. Let's say it's the other way around. What happens? Now, I'm going to speak from the guy side. Depending on the kind of man you are and the woman you're dating, intense fear happens. Not because you worried about your ex pulling your card, something you didn't tell your new boo, but the way that women size up one another unnecessarily. The way that the inquiries are going to come from your lady about the ex. And a lot of these things come from a number of points. Jealousy. That's something I hear women jawing off all over. I ain't jealous of nobody. And I got it going on. I got mom and dad. Your insecurity is another one. And insecurities are loud. Most of the time, they're loud like Honda hatchback mufflers. Loud. Pain and unresolved hurts. Lack of trust, confidence issues. Now, these things, they all come together in like a couple of different categories. And for men, the same way. Let's say you with your girl and certain things happen. You are not immune from these categories either.
Nope. Not at all. Because the same thing happens. You get kind of scared, like, something gonna go down. How's my girl gonna react? How's she gonna react? I'm referring to the ex. Like, are they gonna go at it? Now, frankly, if you're secure in your current status with that person, there's no issue. You can go up and say hello. It's the polite thing to do. What your mama raised you to do. You be polite. You be nice to others.
Right.
Just because you're no longer in a relationship with that person, common courtesy should not go out the window either. Because what have they done to actually deserve lack of disrespect? Hold on. I said that completely wrong. What have they done to you to deserve disrespect?
And let's say they do deserve disrespect. If you being the bigger person, if you are truly maturing, if you are working on healing, if you are letting God heal that pain, that unresolved hurt, didn't he tell you have to forgive that person?
Mm-hmm.
Or you gonna have a functional relationship with your new boo and go to new heights if you still stuck in the basement harboring animosity toward an ex?
Mm-hmm. God don't like ugly, y'all.
That's baggage still packed up that needs to be unpacked so you and your boo can go to the next level. Now, the question is it okay to be friends with an ex? Now, I believe so. And then there are exceptions to the rule. Sometimes you can't be friends with an ex. Sometimes the breakup wasn't amicable and it just, you know, it's not there. Sometimes you just grow apart and there's no reason to be friends. Like, you don't have anything in common anymore. You're on two different planes of thought, reasoning. Sometimes life just pulls you in different directions. I have exes that I would love to this day to be cool with, but we're on two totally different planes. I realize now that although I have no animosity or hate toward any of them, some of them I can't vibe with because I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. The person I thought I knew is no longer. And the person they thought they knew or they dated doesn't even exist anymore. Now, is it okay for you to be, you and your new boo to be cool with your ex?
I think it's my turn to kind of harp on that.
Speak on it.
I'm gonna give an example. Early on in mine and Lucas Cole's relationship, he actually got to get acquainted with one of my exes because that ex showed up at my house unexpectedly. I kind of freaked out a little bit because I'm like, if I tell him not to go away, it looks like I'm hiding something. If I bring him in, it could be a potential situation. Oh, I invited him inside. introduce my new boo to my ex, and my brother got him reacquainted. How did it turn out? Lucas, cool?
Well, I know a whole bunch of dudes is like, yo, did you punch him in the face? Did you grill him? You know, you a Jersey dude. Did you really go in? Nah. I shook that man's hand. I looked him in the face. I said, what's up? You know, we was in here talking, eating, laughing. So, offered dude a seat at the table. You know, we was in the kitchen. Kind of brought him up to speed to what we were talking about. And got back to the story. We got back to laughing and doing what it is that we were doing. And I say that because I was unfazed by that man's presence. It didn't matter what he looked like, if he was taller or shorter than me, if he had bigger or smaller muscles than me, didn't matter if racks were falling out of his cargo pants. None of that mattered, because it's not a competition. If it was, I've already won. I already have the prize. Miss Cooper is already mine. Now, I think a lot of us don't realize that we have issues with things like our confidence. As you can see, my name is Lucas Cool, and I'm pretty confident about who I am and my ability to do things, but everybody is not. There's also lack of trust in relationships. We say things like, I trust my boo, I trust my wife, I trust my husband, but I don't trust their ex. And touche.
You don't have a reason to, because you don't know them.
Touche. However, the trust isn't for the ex. Trust is for who you are with. The trust has to be that I trust Miss Cooper, and no matter what their relationship is, she has the ability to curve on old boy at any given time. Like, you need your boo to be the Stone Cold Steve Austin of relationships. He or she need to be able to drop that curve on him from any angle. They need to be the Randy Orton of relationships. Drop that RKO curve. They'd be like, oh, you want to sit down on this couch? Ain't nobody around. Curve. Like,
well, to kind of, you know, add a little bit to it, because I bet our listeners are like, well, what's she still doing, you know, being that friendly that the ex drops by her house? Just to let y'all know, me and this ex dated over 10 years ago. We don't talk to each other unless we just happen to be the same place or whatever. We're not in each other's inboxes or anything either. He's actually married and has his own family. I've actually met his wife on two separate occasions and one of their kids. And she's fine. She knows exactly who I am and who I was to him, but she's not bothered by me because she's secure enough in her relationship with him. I'm not an issue at all. So if he happens to be like, hey, I stopped by and I said hello to Stephanie, she's like, oh, tell her I said hello.
You see, there's no lack of trust in their relationship. There's no insecurity. There's no jealousy. All of which, like the jealousy and the insecurity and the lack of trust, they come from a couple of places. They come from a lack of love, and they come from fear. Now, we all understand fear, and we all understand a lack of love, or at least we think we do, because they run rampant in our society. Now, we look at jealousy and say, oh, we can see it on the next person, but we can't see it on ourselves. That is a lack of love, whether it's been a lack of love shown or a lack of love given. That's a heart issue. And I know what you're going to say to me. Well, I'm not perfect, and neither are me and Miss Cooper. You know, we make mistakes and we have flaws just like everybody else, but that's a heart issue. Now, some of y'all going to run off and go, oh, but God knows my heart. Well, he most certainly. So, yeah, you know, You can say, God knows my heart. He absolutely does. Jeremiah 17:9 clearly says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only God knows the heart. He already told you what he thought about your heart. God is the good thing that's in your heart. But then fear comes into play, because we all have pain. We all have relationships we've been in that went sour. We have people that didn't understand who we were, didn't make plain what it is they really wanted from us. And they cause hurts that haven't been resolved. This thing is from fear. That lack of trust is from fear. You could even say your confidence issue, if it is an issue at all, is fear, a fear of inadequacy. Does this ex have something I don't? Can this ex take away what makes me happy? And, you know, it's I don't want to say that it can't happen, but just know that if you are doing what it is that you do, and you're putting into this relationship what needs to be put in, you have no reason to fear at all. Now, with all these things, the very question was, you know, can you, besides kids, have a relationship that is blossoming or whatever with your ex? Absolutely. Your ex, if you two are cordial, let's say you were to open up a business, that ex may be in a position to get you a line of supply for something you need. There are certain exes I have that still work back in the restaurant industry. And, you know, if I had a restaurant business, I could call some of them and say, hey, could you get me a good price on this? What can you do for me? And I would love to give them that business. However, I'm not in that business. And if me and Miss Cooper were doing restaurants, man, she would have a problem with it either. Because they would make money, we would make money, we would get certain things for the low, everybody would be happy.
Yeah, however, that's kind of funny, because I do have an ex that works in the restaurant and is actually trying to come up. And it's cool to actually have contacts like that, because for example, you're trying to start a business. Lucas Cool mentioned supplies that you might need that they have access to. What if they're that one person at the bank? Because they know your history. They know, you know, how you handle money and stuff. How do you know that, you know, calling them up and be like, hey, is there any way you can help me get approved? I mean, there are advantages to, you know, keeping, you know, a casual relationship with it.
Right.
You don't have to be besties. I mean, if it happens to be like that, hey, cool. I pointed this out to Lucas Cool last night. I have a friend on my Facebook who has gotten divorced from her husband. They shared kids. And she posted on social media a picture with her ex-husband's new wife and was like, this is my baby mama. And I thought that was super cool, because I've been watching her journey when it came to his new. And they didn't always get along. And to see something like that, that's more proof that, yeah, it is possible to even be besties with an ex and the new, whether kids are involved or not. It's totally possible. I mean, I know some people are still going to be on the fence about it and be like, no, I'm just not going to do that. I don't want to deal with that. That's too hard. but in order for you to be able to even consider it, you have to take some self-evaluation. And at the end of the day, if you still feel like you aren't, you know, able to do something like that, then I have two words for you that are just in plain English and kind of blunt. Actually, no, I have four, but I'll give you two that you can really relate to. And that is grow up. And the other two is, the other three, because I just thought about it. Get over it. Because, yeah, what are you hanging on to? What is your goal in, acting a certain way?
Cutting off everybody isn't necessarily an adult thing. We live in a generation right now where it seems cool to cut off people. And yet in the same breath, we say God is good. He forgives me for all of my sins and yada yada. It becomes no more than a cliche. If you can't forgive somebody else for the things that they may have done with your ex or, a move forward, just be the good in them. Who knows how God will bless you and benefit. Now, using wisdom, certain people still, they may be people with bad intentions. They may still want your ex on a sexual level. So we advise you to use some discretion. If this person is if they need the Lord, they're always super horny and blah, 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 and nasty like that, then yeah.
Keep your distance.
Right. Love them from a distance. But if they can show you, but you have to open that door to see if they could even have the ability to show you that they don't want that person like that anymore. Maybe all they want is that connection of time. You may have been with somebody for 2 or 3 years, but you've known each other since you were kids. You could still maintain that bridge of time and friendship without necessarily wanting to rekindle anything romantic. But that comes from wanting to brave the lack of love and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Now, really sums this up. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You can't look, and this was so deep for me because it took me a long time to really get this down, especially how it applies here. You can't go next level with your boo if people from the past scare you. You can't go next level presently or in the future if the fear of the past holds on to you. You can't be a better lover, a better wife, a better husband, a better girlfriend, a better boyfriend, a better fiance, a better leader, a better helpmate if you allow things like jealousy, this lack of love, pain, and unresolved hurts, fear within itself to grip you. Only God's love working through you can make you better. And the more you let him work on you, the better you can learn to love others, whether it be your significant other or the ex.
In other words, you gotta let it go to move forward.
Amen. Well, we're out of time, unfortunately. I think we had a great time, Miss Cooper.
I did. I felt like I kind of blew off a little steam on that one, but it was good. Good type of steam.
The purge is real.
Hey, everybody, we have a website dropping soon.
Get some.
So you'll have more opportunities to catch up with us and interact with us and everything. So we'll be dropping that knowledge on where to find us here real soon, okay?
And keep up with us on iTunes. Stay connected to us. We are on iTunes in the podcast section. Check us out the closer we get. Big things coming.
We're also here on Spreaker too, so yeah.
We'll keep you informed. My name is Lucas Cool.
And I'm Miss Cooper.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Closer We Get.
Everybody have a great day.
Till we meet again, y'all.